With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is trying to identify underperforming workers in the federal government. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
All federal departments and agencies have been ordered to provide lists of employees who are underperforming as the administration seeks to shrink the workforce. Agencies have 1 month to submit names of every employee who has received less than a fully successful performance rating in the past 3 years. The memo also emphasized that the agencies report any obstacles to making sure they have the ability to swiftly terminate poor-performing employees who cannot or will not improve. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump set to make history as the first president to attend the Super Bowl while holding office. Mr. Trump owned a team in the now-defunct United States Football League, if you recall. As for the Chiefs-Eagles matchup tonight, Mr. Trump has made comments in social media posts suggesting that he might favor Kansas City. Senators Roger Marshall and Marsha Blackburn introducing a bill aimed at giving tax relief to retired Americans living on Social Security.
It's called the Retirees First Act and would lower the tax burden on Social Security benefits for seniors and offset the lost revenues by redirecting funds from inefficient, non-security discretionary programs. The senators say their bill would also safeguard the Social Security and Medicare trust funds while making retirees the priority. Historically, Social Security benefits were entirely exempt from federal income tax. The bill's authors say current tax exemptions have not been adjusted for inflation, causing so-called bracket creep and raising taxes on middle-income retirees. Bob Agner reporting.
Five Thai workers released after being held hostage for over a year in Gaza have arrived in Bangkok today. The five are part of a second batch of hostages released recently. This is SRN News. Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public perception against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells the International Christian Concern, quote, "From about 2013, things began to change. The currents against Christianity and traditional family values have gone from being a stream to being a river. Christian faith in Western European countries has been in decline for decades." A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan after critics said it was a government endorsement of religion. "Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God," was prominently displayed at the Isabel County Criminal Justice Center. Sheriff Michael Main says he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement in general, not particularly promote religion. This is SRN News. Well, today's the day. Chiefs and Eagles face each other in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans.
Andy Reid and Matt Nagy versus Vic Fangio. Nick Sirianni and Kellen Moore versus Steve Spagnuolo. This Super Bowl is a matchup of some of the brightest and oldest minds in the NFL. When the Kansas City Chiefs go for a three-peat in a rematch against the Eagles today, the game will come down to what Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and teammates do on the field against Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Carter, and the rest of Philadelphia's talented roster.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor. Today is Sunday, February the 9th. It's the 40th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Morning stars are Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, and Uranus. Evening stars, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, and Venus. On this date in history, 1895, the House of Representatives elects John Quincy Adams the president after nobody got a majority. This is SRN News.